You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Last four of Ashvuch HaKaisai seems to be a little bit odd in terms of the place where it's located. The Torah speaks, after the Torah gave us the klolis that we have, 40 klolis that are in 49 klolis, Ashvuch HaKaisai, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming and warning Am Yisrael, if you don't do the right thing, you'll be punished. And all the terrible thing, the basis is called the Divrei HaBris, is the covenant between Am Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu, as we'll see soon. Then the Torah seems to say, oh, by the way, a few more details, just before we end the Chumash, we have to give you a few more details. What is the details? We're talking about things that have to do with Hekdesh, starting with the parasha of Erechin. Erechin is that a person says, I want to give an Erech, a value of a human being. He has to give a set value per age. And then the Torah speaks about giving the achuzo, giving your land to Hekdesh. The Torah speaks about a person giving his house to Hekdesh. And then there's other things like that. By the way, all the things are brought in the same thing. And what happens, we speak about a cherem that has to do with a person who's chayav nisa, which is, by the way, but that's how the Torah ends. And then after the Torah, and the Torah then brings also the Inyan Maisa Behemoth, something you don't have to do with Hekdesh. And then the Torah ends at the Chumash with Eila Mitzvah Shetziva Hashem Es Moshe El Bnei Yisrael Be'er Sinai. That's where it ends. So, the location of this parasha seems to be a little bit odd. Why it's brought down here? That, first of all, that's how the Chumash ends. And second, it's brought down after the Klolos, which seems to be such a, strong part of the way the Torah ends. Now how is this connected? And it seems the Ramban is bothered by that, because the Ramban answers. The Ramban says a sentence which is very difficult to understand. The line that Ramban says is, Gamzu parashu dveiko, this parasha is connected. She'oiso behar Sinai. It's also behar Sinai. Mechuberes el techochis. It's connected to the close, the techochis, to the warning of Hashem. Why? Why? So Ramban says, Ki hi b'mishpote ha-yoivil. It has to do with yoivil. K'mo she'izkir, Makdash Tevnika, is the Achuzah, we'll talk about yoivil soon. El she'kolom ko yishpote ko anoid ne'parasha achas. So where he put it, everything has to do with Nidorim and Hekdesh and one Sheshat, and that's why he put it together over here. What is the Ramban saying? Because we have to do with yoivil, therefore it's connected to Techecho. Because it's to do with Yoivil, it's to do with Techecho. And because this, so Yoivil put all the Hekdesh together. What does the Ramban mean? It doesn't sound so glatt, right? Ramban usually is so, has to be something which is Batsim, which is needed. It says Techecho has to do with Yoivil, Yoivil has to do Hekdesh, put all the Hekdesh together. What shot? How do you connect these two things together? The Rabbeinu B'chaye adds another interesting point. When we talk about the Erechin, and before I show you to point out that the Chura you have in Erechin is something which is a little bit strange. Erechin depends on the value of a person based on his age. The Torah says that a kid between 1 month to 20 years old is worth one thing, 20 to 60 is something else. From 5 to 20, 5 years old to 20 is one thing. 20 to 60 is one something else. From 1 month to 5 years old is one thing else. Older than 60 is different else. Everything depends on age. Now, this is not the value of a slave in the market. When you sell a slave in the market, as the Gemara speaks about, that's not an erchin. It's something else. That's a valuation based on the actual value of a human being. Here is a different type of value, which was set by HaKadosh Baruch Hu regardless of the market value. And it seems also that Rabbi Chaim, even though he doesn't say it specifically, he's also bothered by this. And he says a line, he says, Al-Pidach Kabbalah, which we don't really understand what he means, but he says in there, he says the concept that because Erechin is referring to the Neshama. And the Neshama is a different valuation. You're referring to the Nefesh, the Neshama that connects to the body. It's not referring, when you see Erechin, not talking about the actual physical body, which is usually have by a slave. You're talking about something a little higher and more spiritual, and that's the neshama. Okay? But still, you have to understand, if we're talking about a neshama, and that's the focus of Erechin, and that's why doesn't really depend on how strong or how big the person is. So why should the age would make sense that the older a person gets, the more valued he is, the more neshama ticket becomes. His neshama is stronger, greater. He's a older person, he was no even Torah mitzvahs his whole life, his neshama is even greater. But the valuation of a person when he gets older goes down. So if you're going, so basically based on the question on this parash of Erechid is Nimon Hashach. How do we understand Erechid? Is Erechid something which is based on the body, based on how a person is strong, how valuable he is, so that it should not be a set amount? If it doesn't depend on that, so why by old people the value goes down? What's the idea of this thing? And this really all this connects to the what we started with. How does this parasha have to do with the parasha of Tetzavecha? And that's how the Torah ends Seir Vayikra. Seir Vayikra ends with these kachim and erchim. Why? Why is that how the Torah chooses to end the Chumash? So, to try to understand that a little bit, just to give a little bit of a tehima, is maybe to go back and into one from a different angle, to go into the idea of the parshas of the klolos. Klolos, the techecho, the muster, so to speak, the Moshe Rabbeinu, Keshboko Moshe Rabbeinu, telling Am Yisrael and saying that one needs to be very careful to do the mitzvahs, or Am Akeshboko will punish Am Yisrael very severely. And we have the ones that are here in this parasha, parasha Bechakoisai, and we have the ones which are in parasha Kisavai. We always mention that every year, my Rebbe Moshe Shapiro Zatzai Levracha, this was always focused now on these parashas. So what the Gemara says, the Gemara brings then in Megillah, Ezra Tikin Leisrael, Shekorim Klolo, Shepetur Eskaranim, Ezra Bidat HaKono, the Yishri Parashas Bechukai Sai, Koidim Atzeres, before Shavuos. Ushabish the Toiva, Koidim HaShoshana. And the ones in Parashas Kisavah, you read before Shoshana. That's what it is. So we're not going to go into it today. Anybody wants to hear it? So I'll tell you anytime, 2 years ago, in 2017, why Dafka v'chukoyse belongs to Shavuos? Why Dafka kisova belongs to Rosh Hashanah? Why it's divided this way? So that's there. But here the Gemara, what we're focusing on now, the Gemara says my time. What's the reason that we really read these clothes before Shavuos or Rosh Hashanah? Ola abayi v'item reshlokish k'dei shetichle Hashanah v'kilosil. The year should end, and the klolos of the year should end as well. And then Gemara asks, why is Shavuos Rosh Hashanah? Because Rosh Hashanah, we know it's Rosh Hashanah. Why is Shavuos Rosh Hashanah? Gemara tells you Shavuos is also Rosh Hashanah. Which again, that's another subject. Shavuos Rosh Hashanah because we have a din on Peres Ha'ilon. One can ask, why don't we have in Pesach? That's part of the Shia of 2 years ago. But Shavuos has a special, we treat it in a special way as a Rosh Hashanah as well. But what is Gemara saying? Before you get to end of a year, either year of Rosh Hashanah or the year of Shavuos, we lay in klolos. Why? Shetichle shana v'kilosel, so the year will end in his klolos. What does that mean? What I'm trying to do? I'm trying to make like a, it's like a simon. I read the klolos and then the klolos end. We talk about the end of the year. So the year ends anyway. Tichle shana v'kilosel, what am I doing? I'm ending the klolos because I'm reading the klolos? What is it? So Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzai Levracha always used to say on this, he used to say a sentence, which tried to still understand what he meant. Maybe we'll try to explain today. That the idea of the klolos, the reading of the klolos, is a kabbalah sabris. You're accepting on yourself the covenant between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And that helps for the klolos to end. What does he mean? What is the explanation? So I think I mentioned here as well a few times so another thing that I heard from Ramosha, and then we found many other sources that speak about it the same way. And the place where I heard it from Ramosha was when we were in Europe, we were touring Auschwitz. And Ramosha there said the following idea, and the reason why it was so lemaise was a few weeks later there was a group of people that came here to the neighborhood, part I think of Project Inspire. Project Inspire brought a group of Baal Tshuva or Sani Baal Tshuva came here to town, and they divided the people amongst the different houses. And they told us before, don't speak about religion. Don't get into philosophical debates. Just, you know, the whole idea is for people to enjoy, to feel Shabbos, to feel what it is, and the family's keeping Shabbos. And that's it. But the hashgacha was that to my house was sent a space engineer from NASA. His wife really came to Project Inspire for inspiration, but he wasn't satisfied with that. And he started asking questions. And, you know, we started speaking, started answering, and my wife in the background was getting very upset, telling me they told me not to say, not to get into it. But the guy continued asking, until he got to the question that bothered him the most. He asked all kinds of questions. Baruch Hashem, you know, we had, I think, most of the questions, we had good answers. And the question that bothered him the most was, where was God in the Holocaust? Right? That was the question he was trying to achieve. I want an answer. And it was just a few weeks after I was at Rav Moshe in Auschwitz, and I heard this shiur. So I shared it with him. And this person said, you know, this is the first time that I'm hearing an answer that gives me a little bit of a yishuv. So siyata d'shmai, I heard it from Rav Moshe, I was probably a shliach to deliver the message from Rav Moshe to the seed to give him a little bit of satisfaction to the question. And what did Rav Moshe say? Rav Moshe said, basically, the story is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Am Yisrael in the Klolos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Am Yisrael, you should know that you have no way out. You are my nation. We have a covenant. We have a bris. This bris connects us together regardless of what you do. And basically, there is two ways for you to reach the goal. What's the goal? Am Yisrael has to be megala, has to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That's their tachlis. And they have to bring this world from Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba by making this world a place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A place where you can see Hashem. Where it's Gilui Kvod Shamayim, where the fact that Hashem will be revealed over here. There's basically two ways for Am Yisrael to do that. One is they do Torah and Mitzvahs. That's one way. The other way is, if you don't do Torah and Mitzvahs, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that Am Yisrael as a whole will be punished, will be punished severely. That's the Kololos of Parashat Bechukei, Parashat Kisavei. The Kololos are telling us that we're designated to bring Gilui Hashem in the world, either through our good maasim or through the punishment. That's another way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal himself in the world. Now, how exactly through the punishment HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in the world? That's something which is not, you know, that's maybe something beyond us. Well, how exactly is that revealing it? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Am Yisrael, you have two ways to reach your Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba. Either you do Torah Mitzvahs or you go through Yisurim. Later I found that's what the Leshem, the grandfather of Eliashem, Big Mekubal, he says that in length, and in his Sefer, and Akdomas of Sha'arim, he says that in Amish, very clearly. The covenant of Kishbuk with Am Yisrael is, there's no way out. Later I found, really, the Mishneh Berurah, in the Shaat Zion, in Hichos Yom Kippur, he says that on every individual. He says, regarding reading the Haftarah of Yoinah, he says, what do you mean after of Yoin and Yom Kippur? He says, to tell you that you can't run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somewhere, where are you going to go? Hashem is going to find you. So a person feels, I'm going to run away from Hashem, I'm not going to do what he wants, and at the end of the day, he's going to get you. So to speak. And at the end of the day, there's a din mechashbon. A person always has to face, and he's going to have to correct what he needs to do. Whatever his shlichus, whatever his calling was in this world, he will need to do it. Either he's going to do it in different ways that we don't understand, Shemayim, going through Gehenim, he's got to go back to this world. He's going to, somehow he's going to have to achieve that. That's an individual. Individual can achieve things also in Shemayim. There's different cheshbonim going in Shemayim. But when you're speaking of Am Yisrael doesn't go to Shemayim. Am Yisrael as a nation are here in this world, in Olam Hazeh. And they have to achieve this goal here in Olam Hazeh. That's the concept of the Klolos that we have in Teres Kehanim and Bechukos and Mishutayim. The clause is that Kishmur tells us we are connected. I am with you wherever you are, and therefore you have no way out. If therefore you have no way to go away, because either you do Teres Mitzvos or there's no other option. It's not an option. Okay, so you need to do Teres Mitzvos, so everything will be okay. If you don't do Teres Mitzvos, the other way for you to achieve the tachlis gain from this world to Olam Haba is through Yisurim. That's what it is. There's no other way. And to hear you can connect what the Maharal says in this expression. My father always mentions it. My father Yibod Al-Chaim. He brings, the Maharal says, that what's the idea, the Gemara brings the Cheshbon, that when the goyim run after Am Yisrael, so there's a Cheshbon, Am Yisrael running after the goyim, they do one runs, the Torah says, right? Echod, for Radaftem, Mikem, let's see the Lashon of the Pasuk, just to mention it. For other people, get Chamisho Mea, five run after 100, Umea Mikem Revolve Yerdoifu. 100 of you were run after 10,000. The Cheshbon doesn't go. Five are doing 100. So why 100 are fighting going after the 10,000? Right? Exactly. So what is it? So the Gemara tells us, Chazal tells us, Ein adoyme yachidos abikayim v'satoyim v'merubim v'yisim v'satoyim. Right? Ein adoyme yachidos abikayim v'satoyim v'merubim v'yisim v'satoyim. You have one guy learning Torah, it's not the same like many learning Torah. The more people are in the shir, so the more Torah they have, so they have more power. So the Maharal, one second, but the Gemara says the same thing. But when they run after Am Yisrael, they also, the more they are, the easier for them is to run after Am Yisrael. What are you going to say there? You're going to say also that the more goyim, the more Torah there is? So the Maharal says the Yisrael, that when Am Yisrael are, when the Am Yisrael, only power the Am Yisrael has in this world is the power they have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't have anything else. A regular nation has its own power. Even if there was a gzeirah, I mean, even though there was, let's say, it was designated for them to lose in the war, but they still have the power to fight back in a natural way. Am Yisrael don't have a natural ability to fight back. All they have is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them. So the minute HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol takes out the plug, there's no power at all. So why, by going, when one runs, it's the five running 20, when you have 10,000, just technically, they can't run that. One guy can't run after 1,000 people. Just, you know, just can't reach it. But yeah, as the more going you have, the more the Am Yisrael are defeated. Not because they're doing Torah, because Am Yisrael is not doing Torah. Am Yisrael has two coins. Either you do Torah, and everything goes unbelievably great, or you don't do Torah, and Am Yisrael suffers. But there's no power of it, because you're always together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am going to be revealed through you, either through your good things, or through your suffering. Somehow it's going to come out. So, going back to that story, just to mention it, just to say the sentence, because it's a tough topic, and just to say, is that, when Moshe mentioned, obviously every individual, why this individual was in the Holocaust, why this individual was not, is not something that we can understand. Anybody who attempts to do that, is just making a fool of himself. But why Am Yisrael as a nation suffered? Because that's what Am Yisrael is all about. And when Am Yisrael are not keeping Torah Mitzvahs, as they did in the hundreds of years that came before the Holocaust, so Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Am Yisrael will suffer. That's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows this world. You're either doing Torah Mitzvahs or you suffer. That's the only way. So where was God in the Holocaust? The question, the answer is, He was there. How can that be? Were you cruelly? Good question. That's another question. But I'll do that. But where was he? That's the whole Pasha of Pasha Baruch Hu is telling us. Because you're together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, let's add that just to, you know, to make it a little more clear for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and once has to bring Am Yisrael to Olam Haba, we need to get to Olam Haba, so we have to. You have two ways to get there. You do Torah Mitzvahs, or you're suffering.
Isn't that the same message of Kofu Aleim Harkigigis?
Maybe.
Shamte Kuvarascha.
Maybe. Yeah. Possible. You have to get there. There's no way out. So if the Yisurim is another way HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his connection, his covenant, his relation to us. That's the idea of Pasha Baruch Hu Koisei. That's the close that come before the end of the year. So after that's what Rav Moshe meant. Tichle Shon V'Kilur Seo means that when you come to the end of the year, it's not just, oh, I'm giving a sign, say the close. When I'm laying the cloth, I'm reminding ourselves, this is our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're ending the year, we're laying the bris, we're saying again the covenant to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to remind us that there's two ways to get there, either by doing the good things or the cloth. So we're accepting and sell the covenant again and say, okay, let's start again. We might start again, mean let's choose the other option. This year had many clothes, meaning we didn't choose the right option. We took option B. Take the shavik l'sel, let's start again. We are re-accepting ourselves this covenant to go now with another direction. And that's a preview before Shoshana, before Shavuos, is the times of Kabbalah Satoru. And Kabbalah Satoru is when we're holding in us. Kabbalah Satoru before Shoshana means Rosh Hashanah is the way that leads to get to Yom Kippur, which is Kabbalah Luchos Shniyos. Before Shavuos is obviously the first Luchos. What we're accepting in these times is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in us. When Am Yisrael are carrying the Torah, Am Yisrael is saying, we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us together. We have HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us together, so we can do the Torah and Mitzvahs, or we can go something else. Take the Shavuot Kippur still, let's re-accept it again. We have HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us anyway. So now that we're accepting Torah as HaKadosh, as a preview is, we're ending what we had, we're ending the bad way that we chose, and we start a new way that we're choosing. It's not just a simon, oh, the clothes are ending. It's for us, the covenant is, you have a choice how to have the Torah with you. So before we get the Torah again, we're saying, the choice we did till now is over, let's start again. This fits very much, if this is the message of the clothes. The clothes is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you wherever you are. And therefore you have clothes. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. This really fits the message of Seir Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra is the Sefer where we're talking about that we are together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way the Ramban says it is that this Sefer is Behar Sinai. Har Sinai is when we're mamash with Hashem. We always have a diuk. We say the diuk. The difference between Chumash Vayikra and Chumash Bamidbar is Chumash Vayikra starts Vayikra Hashem El Moshe Be'oil Moed. What's the Vayikra Hashem El Moshe Vayikra El Moshe Vayikra Hashem El Moshe Be'oil Moed. Parshas Bamidbar, the next Chumash says Vayikra Hashem El Moshe Be'midbar Sinai Be'oil Moed. Right? It's already not oil moed only. It's also a midbar. It's also outside, the regular world. But Vayikra is Teres Kehanim, is when we are connected to Hashem completely. That's the whole Maisa Karbonis. That's the whole Mahalach of the Sefer. So when we end the Sefer Vayikra, we end with the close, the covenant that tells us we are super connected to Hashem. Because that's the Mahalach of the Sefer. So with that, when we come to the end of the Sefer ends, says the Ramban, the Sefer ends with Yovel, because Yovel connected to the Klos. So according to this, we have a little bit of a taste of understanding. Yovel, what's the idea of Yovel? As the Rishon already pointed out, Shmita already says Kli Cholor. Shmita already says, because Kishbola says you can't just do with the land whatever you want. That's what it is. But Yovel is personifies even more the idea that you're not a bailing, you're not an owner. Even things that you own after 50 years have to go back. You have to readjust and restart the world, so to speak. Everything goes back to Hashem. Yovel is a shavish lachuzah, so we should to teshuvah. You all go back to the original state. Meaning, we all go back to where we came from, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we're talking about a Sefer that speaks about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, and we're ending the Chumash with that, says the Ramban, together with us, we have Parsha of Yovel, which is connected to Techachis. We're talking about how we're connected to Hashem. And the end of the Parsha is the Parsha of Hegdesh, is how in everything that we have a Shachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could be in this world, we're always connected to Hashem, so wherever we are, we can put it together. That's how the Chumash ends, and that's what we have right after the Chokh. It's not like it's just a side point, it has nothing to do with it. The Techachas are telling us HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. So when we end the Chumash, we're talking about our Shachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our property, with our moment, with what we have, that we can elevate everything because we're always connected to Hashem. With this, just to end with what the Parsha of Erchin is, what Rabbi Mechai is trying to tell us, maybe, is that Erchin is that we value a human being based on his age. It doesn't matter how strong you are, how big you are. The age is what defines what the Adam is. Because what the Adam is the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is how we are able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Similar to what we just did at Baruch Baruch Hu Kaisai, which was to say that Am Yisrael need to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. I can't leave it to the world to come and then we'll figure it out as an individual. But Am Yisrael as a nation is in this world, have to figure it out. So the Iker place where you have the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu by a person is when he has his neshama, obviously, connected to a guf. When a person goes and gets his nifter, he has a neshama only. When a person is very young, his body is not fully developed, the neshama maybe is great over there, but it doesn't have a much of the guf is not enough. When a person is old, his guf is also going down. He has the neshama, which is greater and greater. He has the idea of the how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in by him, and he feels it more and more, but he has less of the means of how it's connected to this world. So erchid, it depends on age, because when you're talking about the gilui of the neshama and the guf, that depends on age. Meaning the way a person, obviously, depends on the ma'aseh of Adam too, but in general, we have that the age of a person is a reflection of how the neshama and his guf connect together. Just for example, we have the mitzvah when Beis Seva Toku. You have to give kovod to a zaken, even if he's on Amaretz. Why? Just the fact that he has the age, it's already the experience. Come on, as the Rishonim say, the tlois shavu olam. He experienced this world with a neshama and a guf together throughout all these years. It says that the beskenim, you have eitza. You have to, you already have advice, you go to eitza, you go to a zaken. Why eitza? So Ramosha always mentioned, the eitza is loshen eitz, a tree. Not talking about the fruits of the tree. The fruits of the tree is what you taste, what you feel, what you understand. The eitz is just, the eitz itself is just what stays and grows and just there throughout time. The eitz means is life experience, the way we translate it. So the age is affecting, the more you have, the more the neshama is in here, the more you have the connection to Hashem. But it's not enough for erchin. For erchin, you need to have the body as well. So the highest value of Erechin is when the body is b'shleimus and the neshama gets to the highest level. It's not a little child, it's not an old man with a guf is bottom, but the perfect connection. And that's what Sizra Ben Yochai is saying. Why the value depends? Value depends on how neshama connects to the guf. The end of this chumash is our shaykhis to the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In us, in Am Yisrael in general, but in us and everything that we do. We have Erechid, every human being has the Neshama with him, and therefore his value is based on how the Neshama is connecting his goal. And every head dish, everything that we do, is all the fact that we are able to connect, as the Ramban says, and that connects to Yevil. Because Yevil is really the meaning that we are here, but we are not here on our own. We are here, always connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the message of Baruch Hu Yisai. That's the message of Seref Ha'ikro, and that's how we come to receive Torah in Shavuos.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.